Warning. The Zero Dead podcast is made for mature audiences only. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Hey there, we're back. We had a bit of a hiatus, but we're gearing up and ready to go. For now, enjoy Zero Death Plays, My Little Sister Wants You to Suffer.
I usually break up in tens if I can. And then in doubles or threes because I can do that better. But it takes me way longer than an
you
average
do you,
person.
Because you're doing
you
it backwards,
do you,
that's why.
Hmm? Yeah, maybe.
Do the tens first and then just add the seven.
That's what she did.
Yeah, but
she did it the other way around.
Took a long time. No.
She broke it down and took off the seven, then added it, and then put
to
it
remember,
on.
Just... To remember that 10 plus 40 is 50, and 7 plus 50 is 57.
She got there in the end. That's all that matters. Yes.
I got it right, which is
you
even
did, yeah.
more
yeah.
impressive.
I'm rooting for you.
Thank you. I won't expose my math anymore.
Okay. Are you guys ready for a Zero Dead revival session?
Yes.
Basically. Yes. I am recording, so...
You've gone all crackly.
Yeah, so then you know I'm recording, right?
Yeah.
So, go and...
Wow. It's really breaking up.
You're in... a dark room. You see nothing around you, but you do hear some weird sounds. Your vision is completely black.
Okay.
And as you're trying to move your arms, you feel that they have needles in them, or at least something attached to them. You move your hand forward, and you hear an audible clunk of your hand touching glass. You feel around further, and you feel something round that gives way when you press your hand against it. What do?
Press it open?
You press and you hear an audible hiss as what looks like a door opens. You're laying down. Now you can actually feel your orientation as lights blink on. You look around and you're still laying down. The only thing you can see is a type of fluorescent light overhead, and from the corners of your eye you can see that you're in a room that's quite large, but your body it feels like it hasn't been moved for quite a while. You try to feel your arms and it takes a while before you can actually move them a bit up, and sitting up takes even longer, but after a while you manage and you look around and what you see looks like about five other pods. They can only be described as pods. Stasis pods. The ones you've seen on TV for like long distance travel. Interstellar travel. You look around and you see that most of them either empty or the person inside them is not moving. But you see three of them with somebody who looks like they are also starting to wake. You pull out all these little contraptions that are intertwined with your arm and with your body. You look down, you're naked. You sit up. Do you get out of the stasis pod?
Yes. Do I see any movement from them as well? Are they waking up or are they as far as I am or not yet?
They're not as far as you are, but you see three bodies, three people that are moving while the rest is dead still. Even some of them are unoccupied that you can see.
Hmm. I want to try and say, like, hello, but I notice that my voice isn't working the first time. And then I say, hello?
No
Are
response.
You awake? Is there anything around me that I can put on my body so I'm not naked anymore?
If you're looking around, what you can see is, besides these lights that are flickered out, it looks like a hospital ward or dormitory that holds 12 pods in total. A thin layer of dust covers everything, and the room, the air in this room is Ooh. You look to your south and you see a closed door. And on the north end of this hall, this room, you see what looks like a locker.
I want to walk up to the lockers and see if there's any names on them.
Wobbly, your legs having difficulty to support you fully. Try and support your weight, and it takes a few steps to get the hang of it, but you manage, after all. You open the locker. There's no name on it.
Are there any names, or is it just one locker?
It's just one locker.
Okay. What's inside?
You see, the first thing you notice is what looks like three jumpsuits in various sizes. A pair of handcuffs and one key. A bar of chocolate. A wind-up torch. A small brown cardboard that holds like plastic cylinders of some kind. And as you take it out to look at it, from one of the shelves, a little attached package falls that holds three condoms.
Okay.
As you look further, there's a roll of duct tape or adhesive tape. A taser. A little .38 snub-nosed revolver. Snub-nosed revolver with, as you open it, four rounds. A half pack of cigarettes. A little seashell. And last, but certainly not least, a cheap biro. It's like one of those cheap pens.
A big pen.
A big pen, yes. B-I-C pen.
Yes, a big pen. Okay, I grab one of the jumpsuits that looks like it's about my size.
Yeah.
I grab the revolver.
Yeah.
And the handcuffs. And the key. And the seashell, somehow. Why, I don't know. But that seashell speaks to me, so...
Write it down somewhere or type it down somewhere that you hold these items.
Will do. And then I turn around and I want to walk to the other people in the pods.
The ones that were moving, I presume.
Yes, the ones that were moving.
For our listening audience, somebody in chat is asking, are you leaving the condoms? And somebody else just said, don't be a fool, wrap your tool.
I was thinking, do I really want to come off as like an extremely deranged person by grabbing the duct tape, the condoms?
And the handcuffs?
The handcuffs?
Well, this is us, like, remember.
Maybe not. No, I think I'll leave the other things to other people, but I do want the handcuffs.
All right.
It's those things like if you're in an island by yourself and you tread, what would you take with you?
Handcuffs, for sure.
Yeah, so revolver, handcuffs, and seashell. My big pen just died.
Well, you have one in the locker.
I know. Handcuffs plus key. Oh my god, are you fucking kidding? No, come on. Handcuffs and key. And I'm having issues with my cheap biros, so I'm not taking that one. And seashell. Okay, who else is in the pods?
You see one other woman that's moving into pods and two men, all of them in various stages of moving, waking up, and all of them have a big red button on the side that says release on it.
I press all the buttons.
And you hear hissing sounds coming from all three pods, and everybody, the moment the pods open, you get a jolt of movement and energy in your body. All of you look around, and you are kind of blinded by this fluorescent light that's bright in this room. One of them is a bit flickering to the end of the room. What do you do?
Well, who wants to go first?
I stretch my hands, since I cannot see anything, and I try to see if I can touch anything, but I'm not moving out of the thing I'm in yet. I'm also like, are there stripes and stuff attached to me?
Yeah, there's also like wires and like wires and tubes attached to you as well. Yeah.
Okay, so I think I'll try to remove them and trying to see if I see anybody around.
Your hand touches, like, it moves out of the pod and touches the side, and it's smooth, even though you actually physically feel, like, this thin layer of dust on the side of it as your hand brushes the rim.
Do I touch a person?
No. The dust.
Okay. So I'll keep trying to, I don't know how long it will take for my eyes to get used to the room.
They're used. They are used.
Okay, so I think I will say, what's going on? Do I recognize anybody?
I was going to say, I'll fall out of mine. Can I do a look roll to see if I look modest because I'm naked?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm naked.
You want to modestly fall in your bare ass on the floor?
No, I just want to see, like, is it cold in here?
Well, let's see. Give me a
I've got a 28 under, so I got successful. Is it cold in here? Do I need to?
It's nippy, but it's not George Costanza cold. No.
Well, while everyone's waking up, I'm going to quickly search for something because I'm fully aware of this fact. So, is there like a towel on the floor or anything that I can grab quickly?
No, but you do see this open locker on the other end of this room that holds two more jumpsuits.
I'm going to run down to that as quickly as I can without undoing all the tubes so they all just rip out my arms because I'm going, shit, I'm running down the hallway. And I'm going to put on a jumpsuit while everyone else is stirring.
What's Jeroen doing?
While this is going on, I'm sitting up slowly without undoing the tubes because undoing the tubes seems way too reckless. So I want to see where they're... Where they are going? Are there like heart rate displays, that kind of stuff?
You're looking, and there is what looks like a heart rate display on the side, but it doesn't really. Well, give me a what would it be? First aid medicine? First aid, I think.
Let's see. First what aid. Do I have? I do have first aid. 70 over 30.
You get the feeling that there is something not exactly 100% right with this heart rate monitor, but you cannot really put your finger on it. Might be that you're dying, or it might just be that it's not registering well.
Well, that's concerning. I'm going to look at the one person dressed, at all, apparently. I'm going to ask, hello, nurse? I think this thing is not working.
Hi, I'm not a nurse.
Oh.
But I can have a look, because apparently my computer use is really high, so maybe I understand what's going on.
I might be a nurse.
Oh, you're a nurse?
Maybe. My first aid is good. My medicine is bad.
Oh. Not sure if that's good.
Sorry, I don't think I'm a nurse.
You can revive them. You can't care for them afterwards.
Yes.
We can rebuild
maybe
them.
Maybe you're lifeguards.
But they might not work. Can I roll for computer use to look at the heart, to look at actually the hardware and the mechanisms
for sure.
of this
yeah.
thing? Cool. See if I can roll under 70. Yes, I did. I rolled 50.
She's looking around and you were... looking at the heart rate monitor of the man that just said, hello, nurse, and you're looking at it, and you're looking at one of the others. You see that the other man just ran out of his pod.
Hmm.
All his wires detached, but the heart rate monitor is still going.
Okay. Can I look at mine to see if my heart rate monitor is still going?
Still going.
Can I check feeling my own pulse if that's actually my heart rate?
Well, you rolled a heart success, right?
I rolled a 50.
Under 70?
Under 75.
All right. Well, it takes a bit of finding the right spot on your wrist to feel your heart rate, and you're looking at that monitor. Your heart rate is up. Like, you can tell just by feeling it. It's 100, 110, 120. Like, you are stressed in this situation. But the heart rate monitor is giving a cool 40.
Okay. I'm not sure these heart rate monitors are still working. So, well,
what kind of hospital is this then?
I don't know. I don't know if this is a hospital even. But I feel like his forehead it's... going, are you okay?
I don't know. You're the nurse, tell me. Am I okay?
I'm not a nurse. I'm not a nurse.
Who are you?
Who knows? I don't know. I remember my first name, right? Because that's the only thing that isn't blurred.
Yeah, you remember your first name.
I'm Miranda, but that's all I know. Literally. I just woke up.
Well, hello, Miranda. It's nice to meet you. I'm Sergey.
Hi, Sergey.
Maybe because you woke up before us, so I'm saying that you were already here. What's going on?
I don't know. I literally woke up, I guess, maybe like 2 minutes before you guys, and I put on some clothes, and then I walked back and opened all of your pods, I guess. Do I know what these are, like, other than pods?
No, but they do look like stasis pods, or, yeah, they look like pods, like medical stuff.
Is there a window in this room? Sorry.
No, there's no window in this room.
Okay.
But as you're all standing there looking at each other, everybody give me a sanity check. Because this is fucking weird.
Gee, thanks.
Yes, I was going to say, because what timeline are we from? Are we from just normal present day? And this looks like we're in the middle of a sci-fi shit.
Absolutely failed. 53 over 40.
62 over 45.
29 under 55.
All right. If you made it, you take zero sand loss. If you failed, you take one.
Oh my god!
And so it begins.
Oh my god, I nearly spilled soup all over my keyboard. Okay.
That's another sanity check.
Yeah, I know. I lost my mind.
Yunus' character is still in the pod?
Yeah, I'm still in the pod.
Okay, so I'll walk to him and I'll say, come on, you can come out.
You know you're naked, right?
Yeah, so it's all right.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
Do you want us to put you back in?
Do we see
maybe?
Any... I hope you slowly start closing the door again.
No.
Okay, bye. There's only three jumpsuits, so you're going to have to fight for it. The last one.
Oh, there's no need to fight.
I've already got one on.
Oh, there's only two. Yeah, so there were only three. There's only one now.
Oh, well, I'm running for it.
Oh, he's getting out of the pod now. All right. Do you want to share the last one? Like, maybe a piece so I can cover important part?
Do you want the top or the bottom?
Is it very cold in the room?
It's modestly cold.
The top.
Okay, and I'll... Wait, it's one piece, right?
Yeah, it's one piece.
Is there anything sharp that we could use to cut?
Wasn't there something? Did Miranda find anything sharp?
No.
Okay.
Well, there was a little pen knife.
Oh, I did not.
You can
that.
Use that.
Yeah, you could use that to cut the suit.
Okay, so we'll cut half. I will take the half, the top part. And I think, yeah, maybe I will cut the sleeves so I can make something down.
I can
cut mine into shorts to give you some extra cloth.
Thank you.
I'll cut mine into shorts as well. Yeah.
The only problem is there, Max, is it? That it's a jumpsuit, so it doesn't have anything holding the bottom part if the top part is not attached. So you will have to hold it up the whole time.
So, actually,
that's fine.
Let me say that the first 1 hour of the situation, I will just sit and make a little belt for him so he can help. Holding the top, and with the leftover fabric, I will try to do some cover for the teeth and for the down part.
So like a true Barbarella, you cut up a jumpsuit and have a space bikini on.
Exactly. And if I can keep the knife, I would like to keep the little knife.
I'll take the cheap biro with me.
I guess then I'll be stuck with the condoms then.
Of course. Are they lubed or are they not lubed?
They're ribbed for her pleasure.
Yeah, but...
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
I have a question. In the pod, are there, like, around it, any information about us? Like a little form saying, this is you.
No. No, that's the weird part. There's not even a name on the pods. All of you just know your own name, and as you're looking around, you do see that some of the other pods are occupied, for lack of a better word. There is what looks like a dead person in one of them. He looks in a state of decay, like his pod failed. His pod is completely dead, like there's no heart monitor running, it's nothing.
We shouldn't open that one, I think.
Let's not do that. No.
But
and the empty ones?
Yep.
Sorry. Do they have any? Can we see any? How do you say, like a trace or anything that could tell that somebody left, also like us?
Well, funny
that there was somebody there.
Funny you should ask, because as you're looking around, there's one or two pods that have people in them. The heart monitor is running, but there's one pod that looks like the glass canopy, like the glass top, is broken.
Oh.
Outward.
Oh.
And there's like a, like the wires hang loose outside of it, and there's traces of blood, and you can clearly see that something not even opened it but burst out of it.
Wait, so it was broken from the inside.
The
out.
Call was coming from inside the pod, yes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Is there a blood trail leading from it?
There is a few drops of blood, and they are leading towards the door to the south.
Okay. Is there a door to the north as well, or is that the only door?
No, to the north you have that locker. That's there.
Any other doors?
No.
Do we have any type of investigation that could tell us if the thing that came out of that pod was a person or not?
Well, as you're checking all of these pods, there is what looks like one pod that holds something that looks unnatural. It's a looks like a humanoid. It has the basic shape of a human, but the skin is greenish brownish. And in place, instead of arms, it has these tentacles lined with scores of oily looking like suction cups or suckers. And the mouth is agape, revealing long lines of pointed yellow teeth.
I run to the locker.
Okay.
And grab the duct tape.
I was going to say grab the gun, because we've been around the ringer enough times. Shoot it!
It's crazy for me that I took 1 hour making a nice piece of clothes for me when we saw that in the room.
Oh, that's
it sounds crazy now.
But
I'm going to duct tape the thing shut.
All right, as you're duct taping it, you do see that all of the lights of this spot, like the heart monitor, everything is dead. And
doesn't matter.
Even it has secreted some yellowish fluid at some point, but it's perfectly dry. And I'm still
duct taping the shit out of this pod.
So,
by the way, nobody knows I have the gun. Just letting you know. Out of
where
character.
Are you keeping it?
Fine,
where
keep
are you
your
keeping
secrets.
It?
In my butt crack. No, in a pocket.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep your secrets. Can I do a listen check? Can I see if we're alone in this building? Maybe put my ear up against this door while everyone has been duct taping and...
Well, wait, what do we want to do with the other two that have a heart rate?
Leave them there. If they didn't wake up, it's not their time.
Yeah, but how do we know who they are?
I don't know who I am, so how am I supposed to know who they are?
Well, you know your name. You're Sergei.
That's all, though. I don't remember who, what, not why true. I'm here.
All I know is must kill.
Yes.
Your skill to kill.
With a condom.
My skill to kill. Sorry.
Do you want to check them out? Do you want to open the...
I think we should open the others.
I think so too, yeah. They're still alive.
Can we wipe the glass first just to have a look at them and make sure it's not a tentacle person?
Yeah, we can see them, right? They're normal.
Or that it's
people.
Turning into one, maybe.
You
what,
can.
Is this werewolves?
Fuck if I know. You, you like remove the thin layer of dust from this pod, and you see a human, just a regular human.
That's what they want you to think.
Who's
I have a question. Before we open,
there's a big red button, right? I'm just gonna.
Just open them.
Oh no! Okay.
No. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
and then I look at Miranda. Was it like?
Yeah.
Why'd you open our pods but not theirs?
Because you were moving and they weren't. You were waking up.
Okay.
As it's opening, I'm just looking. Have we just killed him then? Maybe.
And
what?
wasn't me.
It was you. You pressed the button.
It opens with a hiss, and this person is not moving, unresponsive. Heart monitor is going, but there's no... it's breathing, but there's not really anyone home.
Okay, I'll try to close it again. Is it
can
possible
I open
to
the...
just...
Oh,
you want
the
to
one,
open
the one I'm standing next to, because there's two, right?
Yeah.
You don't open one? I opened one. Also the same thing?
Also the same thing.
Can I open their eyelids? Try open their eyelids and see if it responds to the light.
You open the eyelid, it doesn't respond to the light.
Okay.
With your wind-up torch.
There's fluorescent light. If there's one light that's annoying and bright, it's fluorescent light.
Maybe we should close and that will keep them alive?
I guess. Okay, bye! And open the lid. Close the lid.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe they are fed by something. By the way, when we were dressing ourselves, before we were dressing, did I see any marks or any weird thing that would say, like, that we are maybe transforming into the thing?
First aid check.
I'm out. Tentacles, right?
Yes.
Tentacles.
First aid check.
First aid check. Any sign that we've been probed? That's what the condoms were for.
Oh.
Not rolled... for my pleasure.
Well, I don't feel sore.
62.
Oh, my God. Well, we do a shortest check.
There is a reason these condoms are here. We just need to find out why.
What was your
By the way, I wrote the 62 under 66.
And what were you looking for? Oh, bruises. No, there's nothing that shows that you are turning into a tentacle being.
All right.
That you can tell.
Have the things that we were attached to, have they left marks on our arms?
Yeah, they did. Like a little droplets of blood and everything. Like they were in there.
You think we were in this thing for a long time?
To be honest, I have no clue. I woke up and that is all I know, that I woke up. And before that, I remember nothing.
Well, we're wiping dust off everything, so I'm going to assume that we've been here for a long time.
Yeah, and in a place where, you know, we've been enclosed and there is nothing else that can cause dust, that is going to be a long time.
Does it feel like we are in a building or we are flying?
As you're looking around, everything looks like all the walls are white. The floor has like a metal grating. The ceiling is not like an office ceiling, but it also is the same metal grates that you see that you're standing on, just reversed on the top, on the ceiling. So, yeah, it doesn't look like it's like a house or anything. If it's a house, it's a very fancy one.
If I listen, is there like a hum outside of this room, or is there any kind of like machinery or anything, or anything to say that there's life outside of this room, or is it just complete silence?
Sure, listening. Give me a spot hidden.
Well, I was going to say a listen check.
Or listen. Yeah, listen check. Yeah.
It doesn't matter because it's 98 over 65. I can't hear shit.
You're deaf.
Yeah.
What?
I'm an old person.
Nah, there's still some build up earwax in your ears that hasn't been cleaned out for maybe a long time. So
can I push the roll?
What are you doing differently?
I'm smacking my ear first to try and clear it out. The stereotypical way of just like rubbing my ear more and then intently listening towards the south.
So right. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised you have back pain if the way you try and get your earwax out is by slapping your ears. When does that ever work?
You slap this one and then this one comes out.
All right,
give everything a wiggle.
Push it.
Right. 93 over 65.
Like the tinnitus that you just, like the short-term tinnitus that you got from wiggling your ear too hard, you don't hear anything.
I will try the door then. I think I'll try the door.
All right. You open this door and it has like a little button on it that you have to push. And the moment you push it, you hear a hiss. Some like pneumatic, unsure what the word is.
Pneumatic.
The P is silent. Like pneumatic contraption opens the door and you see what looks like a corridor on the other end. So you like sneakily look out. The corridor goes to the left and to the right.
Okay, so I will turn to them on my bikini and I'll say, does anybody here have a gun?
No, why would we have a gun?
No.
Well, you know this is not a hospital, right?
Oh, what is this?
I'm place? Not convinced.
We've got duct tape, a pen knife, a pen?
A pen.
Sorry, did you take the light?
I you can take the light. No,
I didn't have the light.
She didn't.
You did
she
when
had
you checked the eyes.
I didn't, no. That was the light from the fluorescent light.
The room itself, oh. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so can I'll hold the light. That's so your... nobody here has a weapon, like a real weapon besides my little knife.
They do say the pen is mightier than the sword.
Oh, get where? A bonus die for a roll of your choosing.
So let's go.
Before you
so
go.
What do you use for alertness? Like I was going to say, do I feel in danger?
This situation is really weird, so everything feels like danger. But okay. Before you go, I'm going to send you all in Discord a message. And it's a memory that comes back to you. And I like to play this as you read it. Don't read it aloud. But this information that you get, just see if you can work it in roleplay.
Sounds good.
As you open this door, you are suddenly struck with this information, like a random memory that pops back into your head. You have a split second to think about it as this hallway in front of you is again these pristine white walls, a metal grating on the floor, metal grating on the ceiling, and there's this little porthole just across from this door that you can see, like a round window. What do you do?
Well, one would like to look through this porthole.
Yeah, what can we see?
You step into this hallway again, it moves to the left and to the right, and you look through this porthole. At first you're like, what? But then, like, there's nothing else to see except blackness and pinpricks of stars. Hundreds upon thousands of stars against a black tapestry of the universe. You in space,
well,
baby!
Inside both. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm going to look at it and say bullshit.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Wait, no, this...
It's not real, guys. Just think about it. It's like one of those space shows, isn't it?
No, but
think
I remember...
Think about Arnie Predator, where he's going down hunting the alien. It's a TV show. None of it's real.
Wait, but don't you remember there was an invasion?
An invasion of what? When was this?
An invasion from space. And they needed people... They needed people with skills to help fight whatever was coming from outer space.
Oh, I remember that film. Yeah, it had Arnie in, didn't it?
No, I don't mean a movie. I don't mean a movie. Wait, does no one else remember this?
No. What are you talking mm-hmm. about?
Maybe it was a movie. I don't know. I literally don't. I've got a headache.
No, this is all fake. Just go, come on, Kurtz. Kurtz, you've had your joke now. Come on.
Can I will go and see if there's any cameras?
Roll me a spot hidden.
Let me see if I'm actually good at that.
I was going to say, can I help on this one?
Yeah, I'm really not good at it, but I'm going to try. I'll try. Oh, I did roll 28 under 35.
Well, that's good because I did 54 over 35.
I thought you were better when you said you wanted to help. I thought yours might be really good.
It's better than one, so there's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance. As you're looking around, you do see that this hallway has cameras or what looks like lenses attached to corners of the hallway, like the top corners. Basically, it looks a bit like security cameras.
Do I see any wires from there?
No, they're integrated into the ceiling and the wall.
Do I recognize them with my computer use skill set thing?
They look like your garden variety security camera.
I'm going to assume you're pointing at it. I'm just going to go, yeah, see? See?
I wonder who's watching, though.
It's someone's game. What, you mean we all just wake up here?
What, we're in Saw or something?
Yeah, that. Yeah, see? You're Jesus. Getting the picture now. Arnie wasn't in that one, but, you know, it was still a good movie. But, see, this is just some elaborate game from someone. We're not in space. We can't be. We don't have the technology for it.
Well, you seem so sure about it.
Reality's bullshit. This is all just made up in our heads.
All
You're telling me that this is even real. How do I know I'm even real? And I'll just walk off down the corridor.
Which,
come on.
You're going to, if we have the map, you're going to the east or the west?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's go east.
From walking east, you can tell that there is sort of a T intersection. Well, not really a T, more like a J intersection. With a door to the south at the end of this hall and like a little... like a super tiny area, and then a door to the north.
Wait, Max, can you mark the wall with your pen?
Sure, yeah.
Just so we know where we've been and where we haven't been, because I have no idea what this place is, and I kind of feel like if this is a game, it might be a maze and we might get lost. I don't know.
I have a question. In the corridor where we are now, do we smell anything? Like, really out of like,
give
a
me a smell
yeah.
roll.
I think what would that be?
Spot
search?
Hidden? Search? Yeah, I'll do a search.
Let me see.
Good question, though.
Yeah, very good question.
We don't have search, do we?
Yeah, you spot hidden.
Yeah, it's spot hidden.
Spot hidden, okay.
For a listening audience, it's been a while.
22 oh. under 40. That is a very good success because it's 2-2.
No, that's Delta Green.
No, that's Delta Green.
Yeah, sadly. Using your olfactory senses and smelling. It looks, it smells almost clinically clean.
Mm. And noises are just machinery, like these open doors and this, there's no weird noises.
No weird noises that you can hear, no.
Like humanoid noises.
No.
So how many doors can we select from now to go through?
The ones you have seen up until now is one door to the north at the end of this corridor and one door to the south of the end of this corridor that you're standing.
Well, I'll go and listen to the door at the north.
As you're walking up towards the door in the north, as you approach the door, it just opens again with this hiss of air. And what you see is a room, an almost circular room. It's a hexagon room with shelves lined to each side of this room that holds easily 100 canisters. And in the center of the room is a metal plinth that's about the height of a bar stool. On top of the plinth are two wires, a black one and a red one, and each ending in a plug. As you're looking, like, these plugs are the exact size of two receivers on these canisters that you see. These, like, about 100 canisters that you see. And on the side of this plinth, this metal plinth, is a brown, what looks like a brown speaker grill.
Can we see inside the canisters?
As you look and you move towards these canisters, they are, it almost looks like they're in one piece, but there's a little edge just below the top.
What are they made out of? Metal?
Metal-like. Yeah, metal-like.
If Miranda wants to open one, I want to go check close what is inside of her.
I'm not going to open one. Absolutely not.
We cannot see from outside, right, because of the no. material. Can you shake, like, slightly shake it?
Do you want to try and shake it?
Yeah, I do. Just very... lightly.
Be super careful, because we've got no idea what's in here.
Okay. So instead of shaking it, maybe I would do just like this.
As you are turning them... Again, audio medium.
I will not shake it. I will turn it slowly.
Turn it slowly upside down.
Yeah.
You can feel that there's water inside holding something bigger.
Oh God.
Something more or less solid.
Is it
what's inside. a type of. I think those are eggs.
Eggs?
Yes.
Eggs.
Do any of them look disturbed? Like, is there one that stands out that looks like it's leaking, or are they all completely intact?
They look completely intact.
Okay, Nurse Miranda, humor me.
You are.
Wait, I don't know if I'm a nurse.
Yeah, you are. You're the nurse.
You're our nurse.
Yes, Nurse Miranda. Anyway, Miranda.
Yes.
Humor me. This alien invasion. Who was it, and what happened?
I don't know.
Nothing at all, just that Earth was invaded?
Yeah, well, so... Sorry, go ahead.
Go far, no.
So, I think there was a war, and the things came from the sky, and they needed people to... Like, technicians and people to work with technology, and I think I was one of them. But I don't remember anything else.
I think we all were part of this... We were called here to fight these things back.
Yeah, but what things?
Do you also remember this?
I remember seeing prisoners. That
prisoners?
Alien prisoners.
And they were not people. They could look like people, but they were not really.
Shapeshifters.
And
what do you mean? They could look like people, but they weren't really.
Yeah, they could pass for human.
Like the T-1000 out of Terminator. I love that army film. Oh, best one.
Exactly.
I mean, like
him,
you can shapeshift. Like, yeah.
Wait, so how would you know if they were human or not?
Scars.
Scars?
Maybe they had a mark. Maybe there was something they couldn't hide that would allow us. I'm guessing. I don't remember. I just remember that they could shift or could pass for human.
What do you remember?
Oh. Not much. But I think I remember these prisoners that you're talking about. I think if you look them in the eyes, you can tell. It's the eyes that will give it away.
Is that just a guess, or do you know? Do you remember?
Let's say I'm like 90% sure.
Well, in a situation where we know nothing, 90% sure is kind of sure, right?
It's very much sure.
It's
a lot sure.
The most sure I am of anything right now.
I also
sure.
Remember double, triple.
Is that negate?
If sure is sure, sure plus sure means unsure?
Too many sure.
I think that's how it works.
Sure.
Hey, are you making fun of our accent, Luke?
Maybe. It's time to get one back on you. Anyway,
I was thinking that maybe another way we could recognize them was by their smell, because man, they smelled a lot. Like the word stench comes to my mind.
What? So you could smell them?
No, they were smelly.
I want to, like, try and sort of half inconspicuously smell my own armpit.
Oh, look over there.
Yeah, like
have
that.
You seen
can I
that
see
more?
Can I see if I can do that, like, inconspicuously?
Yeah, what would it be?
What would that be?
Stealth?
Stealth, yeah, stealth.
Oh, my stealth is really low, so probably not. No, 60 over 20.
Well, in my case, I'm not going to hide that I'm going close to everybody and sniffing a little bit to see if I smell anything.
I definitely move out of the way.
Do we smell?
Starts to sniff me. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Get away. Does any of us smell?
Yeah, because we've
but I am going to look her in the eyes like, what do the eyes say?
Oh, this is amazing.
The eyes, Chico, they lie.
What do I smell like?
Baby powder.
Do I smell baby powder?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you all smell like baby powder. Nice, clean baby powder.
Baking. I understood baking powder. That's a specific smell. All right, so I think inside of this, I will call them jars because I don't remember the name.
Mm-hmm.
Vial.
Canisters.
Canisters. I think there are eggs, and they were laid by these creatures.
So they lay eggs now?
Well, and we had to actually collect any eggs.
I don't think we should touch anything. Apart from that speaker. There was a speaker?
Yeah, there was like on the metal pedestal in the middle of the room, there were wires coming out, like a black one and a red one. And there was a brown speaker grate, like one of those meshed protectors for speakers that's on there. And as you
have a look at that?
Yeah, sure. And as you're looking at it, you can tell that these red and black wires, they have plugs at the end of them that correspond with a black and white receptor on these canisters.
Do you think we should try and plug one in?
Yeah.
Yes, but before that, just one thing.
What?
I'm thirsty.
No, you're not drinking the water.
You're not drinking the water out of the canister.
Out of the eggs. No. Disgusting.
Can we have a little break?
Yeah, like, let's have a small break.
Like, fuck, is she going to open one of those canisters and start drinking the liquid?
Gluck, 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 gluck.
Well, that's good, because then maybe we can use the eggs to make an omelette.
Exactly. No!
Where did we leave off?
Talking about memory. No.
We are checking wires.
Checking one of the things, plugging them into the speaker.
You are moving one of these canisters to this pedestal in the middle of the room. And they are heavy. Like as you're moving them around, they're sloshing. It takes a bit of movement and a bit of strength to put them on the canister on the pedestal. But working together, you can manage. You pick up the wires and you attach the red one to the corresponding red socket and the black one to the corresponding black socket. And from this brown speaker grate, you hear, "Hello? What's happening? Why is it dark?"
Holy fuck. Hello?
Hello?
Who is that?
Can you turn on the light? Can you turn on the light?
Wait, can you hear us?
Put the light on. I'm scared. Can put the light on.
I double clap.
What's happening?
To see if it is.
Are you trying to turn on the lights?
Yeah, maybe it's like, you know, like the old clap activated lights.
Can I touch the? Can I pick up the canister and slightly move it around?
Oh my god! What's happening? Shooting. What's happening? Why is everything moving?
Okay, I'm gonna put it back down and detach the wires, and I'm gonna do a sanity check because that seems necessary.
Oh,
in this
yeah.
Case.
Did all of us put those things together?
Well, everybody does a sanity check, yes.
Okay,
I failured mine.
Oh no.
I succeeded mine.
I failed mine.
So who made it takes one sanity loss. Who failed it takes three sanity loss.
Oh.
Can I reconnect the wire but speak French to him? Because I've got a 51 in French for some reason.
It doesn't seem like they can hear us.
Sure, you can.
It talked to us.
Yeah, but it didn't seem to hear us. Can I see a microphone?
There's no microphone that you can visibly see on this pedestal.
I really want to open one now. I look at the other people and say, I really want to open one now. Not this one, because it seems like we disturbed this one.
Well, is there any markings on the canister?
It is not safe
you can
to
see
do that.
You can open it. There's like a... It looks solid, but when you look really well, there's like a little visible line.
But is there any like serial codes or anything to discern one canister from another?
None that you can see, no.
It doesn't feel... Well...
Do you still think eggs? I don't think they're eggs. I think they might be brains. I really want to see what's inside one.
Just open one.
Which one should we pick?
The one we already talked.
No.
No?
Well, it's all bullshit. No. This is all fake. This is just... I'm going to grab the canister and just open it.
Oh my god.
Strength check.
Ooh, 29 under 70. Hard success.
It takes some strength to... Like, they are... They're big. They're unwieldy. So you put them, you hold them tight, and with your hand you try and turn it, and it takes a while. You hear like a soft squeak
as the top of this canister, the lid of this canister turns, and you turn it, and it comes off. Inside it, there is like gelatinous liquid with a network of wires, and indeed, a brain.
It's a brain.
Ooh. Yeah. As it flops onto the floor, I'm going to look at it, heave. Go, oh, some good fucking CGI work, or, you know, with the props department. It's kind of like when, you know, when Arnie was in Turbo Man, when he was flying, he was like, he just, oh, looks perfectly real.
Sanity check from everybody.
Yep. But I think it's fake, so do I have to do a sanity check?
Yes.
Well, I passed anyway.
Well, then you still think it's fake, yes.
I also failed 55 over 52.
If you fail, you take 2. If you succeed, you take none. 0.
So that's more than 5 in total already.
Yeah. Max is gonna go crazy.
Well, it's more than 5 in 24 hours, but it's not more than 5 in one go. So we're good for now.
Oh, okay. Is it like 10 in 24 hours?
Yes. Recall correctly, listener, write in now. But
Delta Green's a lot more tough then with that sort of stuff.
It is. The Delta Green is a lot more tough, period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. with Sergey. Hey, do you remember what you did in the past?
No.
Well, I do. I know everything happening is because of you.
Because of me? What have I done?
What? What has he done?
You freed them.
You what?
What?
Yes, he had the power to free all those humanoid aliens. And he did, and he destroyed humanity.
Oh, so everything's my fault all of a sudden.
That's exactly what
I'm saying.
Like, I don't know you, lady. I've only just met you, but I'm pretty sure I'm not the
you know
end
me
of
well.
Existence. Oh, do I?
While
do
they're
I,
bickering, I'm going to put the brain back into the canister and close it.
Sure thing.
Thanks.
Can I take a good look at Sam to see if she is telling the truth? Or if she thinks she is telling the truth anyway?
Yeah.
Can I roll against it? I don't want him to read me.
Yeah. So you roll fast talk. Jeroen rolls... What is it again?
I'm reading... The only thing
psychology.
Is psychology?
Yeah, psychology.
Oh, psychology, okay.
That's not going to go well.
But Faye, you don't have to tell your results.
6 okay. under 10.
Nice.
Regular success.
Regular success.
Wait, what do I do?
You roll fast talk.
I did.
You know your score. You know if you succeeded, hard success, extreme success.
Yes.
So
yes, I know.
Play it out as you want to.
What are you looking at, Max?
I'm just trying to see if you're setting us up against each other, if you're telling the truth.
Oh, you believe in Sergey?
Well, I don't know either of you. I don't know why I would trust you over him.
Look, Max.
Well, I made you pants.
It's a game show. It's all fake.
What else do you know, Sam?
I already told you everything I know. But I feel like some of us is pretending that this is all unreal, but it cannot prove. Can you prove that it's not real? Because everything I've seen for now... Yes, we just heard a brain talking to us inside of a can.
And you know who's that? Not the person that's just watching us talking over the speaker.
So take us to this person.
Could be a tape.
Well, we've got to find the way out then, haven't we? I'm not that kind of person. I would not kill humanity. That's just as simple as that. I know who I am. Well, I think I know who I am. You know what? Let's try it. Let's try another canister.
You didn't kill humanity. You took the actions that, in consequence, made humanity be destroyed.
How so?
I think it's a good idea to listen to another, but maybe not open them, because I don't really want to see another brain again.
Ask the brains.
Yes,
I don't think they can hear us.
Let's hear a different voice come through the tannoy. Come on. And I click it in.
So you take one of the canisters from the wall, move it over. It's sloshing inside, sloshing as you're walking. You put it on the pedestal, put in the wires, and you hear a little crackle. And then you hear, how goes the war?
Can you hear me this time? Is anyone there? Hello?
How goes the war? Did we beat them?
Beat who?
We won, sir.
That's good. Seems I lost my... Yeah. Can you hear me?
How? How can you hear us?
I don't know. I think I lost my eyes, but my ears are fine, seems.
Can you feel your body?
No. Now, what did you do? What did you do with my body? Why cannot I feel my body?
Okay, I disconnect.
Your body's intact, sir.
Next one, let's not mention that they don't have a body.
I'm so sorry. I'm gonna roll sanity for this because I feel horrible.
Can we try something with this one first before you get another one?
I'm sorry. No, wait, not this one. We need to get another one. Can you mark these that we've listened to? Can you mark the two that we've already used?
Sure,
I don't want to use them again.
I'll take my biro and like swipe across it like 17 times to try to get any marking on it, but it's not working because it's like gold metal.
Who has the knife?
I have the knife.
Let's scratch the two up so we
don't need to scratch them. Just put them over the other side of the room. Here's the pile to connect.
Before we do that, let's connect the wires like the wrong way around. See what happens.
It might burn it down, and then we won't be able to talk to any other brain.
But don't you want to know?
No, because I know how wires work, and the wires don't work that way. Why do you think they're color-coded?
You know how wires work, Miranda?
Yeah, I know that black goes to black and red goes to red.
That makes sense.
I don't know, maybe Sergei's right, maybe it's a game show, and maybe there's like a trick to it. Maybe if we connect wires the other way around, we get a present? I don't know.
I'm with this idea. Yes.
You're really delusion, aren't you?
Me? No.
Well, maybe.
Crazy. The men had more brain than the women from the stasis pod.
We. How did they choose all of us to the same team?
I don't know.
What was the test, really?
You can't fake what we saw, like with their eyes not responding. That's a normal human reflex. Like their eyes not responding means that their brain isn't engaged, or there's something wrong with the brain stem or the nerves that go from the eyes to the brain. If that's not working, there's something's wrong.
You think they're listening to us? They're listening to us all the time, or only when we connect?
I don't know. I think
because maybe now everybody is panicked that they don't have a body. If they all can hear us,
let's try another one and then do the thing so we know a little bit more. And then if you want to play around with the wires, go ahead. But let's try.
But before that, first, should we think of what questions we're going to make? So
yes.
Let's traumatize them.
Do not let me ask any questions.
Well, let's avoid telling them their condition right now and just ask what they know.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's alright.
By the way, I succeeded my role.
All right.
I successed.
Zero. So
next brain.
You're getting one of the other canisters, putting on a pedestal, attaching the wires. One of you is a traitor.
What?
You're doomed. One of you is a traitor.
Yeah, you can't even see or hear us. Who are you?
It doesn't matter. One of you is right, or one of you is gonna deceive. He has deceived, or they, or she has deceived. One of you is a traitor. What if he's a traitor?
I'm gonna shoot my eyes at Sam, and just shake my head. It's not me.
And I will go very close to Sergei and smell him again.
Baby oil.
I will turn his arms up, and I will smell his armpit.
Baby powder.
Yeah, not baby oil. We're all greasy, slippery little snakes.
I don't trust you, Sergei.
I don't particularly trust you, Sam.
I don't know who to trust. I don't know if I trust myself.
I don't trust any of y'all.
Anyway, laughing brain, who is the traitor then?
One of you.
If I said the name Sergei, is he the destroyer of worlds?
One of you.
Okay, you're useless. I'll close that one and take another one.
Let's try Max's idea. Let's put it in backwards. See if he cries
this
time.
One, it does seem...
You're putting it in backwards?
This one you're okay with destroying?
Oh, yes. Because...
because it's telling us that he is a traitor, so he wants us to destroy it.
He didn't say that. He said we're deceitful. I'm not a traitor.
No, clearly they said traitor. One of you
is a
traitor.
Yeah, I heard traitor.
It's interesting.
Or maybe
how...
traitor?
Yes, traitor. Yes.
No, not a traitor.
Yes, I like that idea. Yes.
Someone's going to sell us some shitty copper.
Max, I don't know you, but I like you. Yes, traitor.
Are you going to trade shitty Arnold Schwarzenegger facts?
Maybe.
Because that seems to be the only thing that you know.
Oh, he's my hero. I mean, who wouldn't want to aspire to be a man?
While they are having the discussion, I will take another brain.
You slosh it over, put it on, attach the wires. Like, hello? Who's calling? At this hour, it's super late.
I'm so sorry,
hello,
sir.
We've been trying to reach you. You're in your extended warranty.
This shit again.
You're.
Wait, what time is it where you are?
I don't know. It's dark. Just don't call me again.
Who are the invaders before you go? We need to
know.
What
happened?
I don't know. What? Invaders? Just stop calling, please. It's late. I was sleeping.
Sir, I will keep calling if you don't help us.
I will disconnect my fucking phone.
Good luck with that.
Fuck you all.
Okay, we'll disconnect him and we'll put number two back on. He was the most responsive to us.
No, because I traumatized the man.
Oh, no, he'll be fine. He's a soldier.
How do you know?
Well, he says, did we win the war?
Well, he sounded much more like...
I don't believe in anything. It's just, this is all... It's a riddle, isn't it? We've got to get out of this game show by the sound of it.
See, Miranda?
So we attach the second one?
Let's try another one.
No, I was thinking, why don't we go back to the very first one that was telling us to turn on the lights?
Because we dropped him on the floor.
I don't think he's...
I don't want to
I am not scooping him back up.
I scooped him back up and put him back. I don't want to do that again.
And the second one, we freaked him out, right?
Because I traumatized him by telling him, where is your body? Do you feel your body?
The third one tells us there is a traitor, and this one is super grumpy.
Yeah, thinks that we're spam callers. I mean, I would think that I am if this happens, but let's grab another
brain.
One. Yeah. All men, by the way.
Hello?
It's almost like the narrator called to relate.
What's up, dearie? Why are you... Oh, I seem to have lost my glasses. I cannot see.
It's all right.
It's okay, don't worry.
There's a power outage.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Your speakerphone, by the way.
Am I on speakerphone?
Hello, dearie. How are you?
Confused. I was wondering if you could help us sort of gather what is happening and what happened.
What do you mean?
Well, we don't know where we are.
Oh, dearie, aren't we at the barbecue?
Yes.
The barbecue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who is there?
Well, I am there. Jesse is there. Pop, my husband, is there.
Pop?
Yeah. Wait, who are you?
I'm Miranda.
I don't know Miranda.
Children. Yeah, you do. Don't you remember us?
I don't...
You invited us to the barbecue.
I don't know Miranda. Who... Oh.
Grandma, are you okay?
I don't think I'm okay. I can't remember you. I don't remember your voices. What's going on?
Don't worry. It's all going to be fine. Just go back to sleep. I think you might have fallen asleep a little bit. And this is all a dream. Bye! I just
can't. Bye!
Poor grandma.
Oh, God! Now someone's grandmother. Why is grandma's brain...
It doesn't... It's random. It sounds random. But at least one sounded like he knew us.
Why the fuck did I traumatize him by asking him where his body was?
Well, let me try again.
Try.
Okay, we'll take the...
With the same one?
With number two.
Second one.
Yeah.
Did we win?
We did indeed, Captain. Now, I need a situational report for the last 6 months. You're on a neural link at the moment, so you won't be able to access any of your bodily functions. But tell us, what happened with the invaders?
Well, it seems that we won.
We did win, but we... Command needs a mission report of how it all started.
They came down from the sky. I mean, Command knows this. London's gone. New York's gone. Los Angeles gone. Moscow gone. They came from everywhere.
When did they come?
I think the war had been raging, if we've won, for a year. There were pockets of
Can
resistance.
Can you give us the dates?
No, there was a year there were pockets of resistance. I lost my son! I lost my son to those bastards!
Do you remember what year it happened? Also, I'm really sorry about your son.
I don't know. I can't seem to find the calendar. Why are my eyes not working?
You're on a neural link at the moment. It's a part of the technology that we've discovered from the invaders.
I can't feel my body.
To know. Yes, don't worry. You will be returned to your body shortly after this transition.
Where is my body? Did I die?
No,
am I dead?
You didn't die, son. You're not dead, son. You're still where you were.
Don't call me son.
Oh, sorry, Dad. I don't
know
which
way
you want me to...
Oh my God, my son. He died.
He died a hero.
He has been avenged.
Sir, what's your name?
I don't remember.
Try.
Sergeant John McIntyre.
Sergeant, is there anything else you remember that can help us?
They came from the sky. I mean, they used our people against us. But
how?
We won.
That how means did they that... use? How did they use our people against us?
But you know, you were there. This is the Neuralink, right?
Yes.
We seem to have suffered some neurological issues.
Am I dead?
No, you're not dead.
A year of time has disappeared from our logs of everything. We're trying to piece together what actually happened. We know we've won because we're still here and they're not. But we need to find out how. Sergeant, what happened to your unit?
They're all gone. One of us was infected.
Infected?
One of us was infected and it took us all out. It came in the night. Don't go to sleep.
It's all right. We've been sleeping for a while.
Who are you guys?
I'm going to pull the plug. So who do we say we are, then?
I don't know. I remember the war.
Me too.
I don't. This is...
Well, you said you did, because you remember the prisoners.
I remember the prisoners. I don't remember the war.
What do you remember about the prisoners?
Their eyes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Can I roll?
Yeah, sure. Opposed roll.
See if he's telling the truth.
A psychology versus fast talk.
Fuck.
Where did my die go? Oh, there. They're right there. 28 under 30.
You can tell that there's more going on that my character is not saying.
What do you remember?
Who, me?
No. I'm looking directly at Max.
I remember guns and swords and the smell of death.
Swords?
Swords, knives, guns, fists. It's about anything you can use to kill a man or anyone, really.
But
so you remember...
Tages said that they weren't men.
I said that they could
pass. They looked
pass
like they can pass as men. And you said the only thing that...
And you can tell from the eyes, yeah.
Do you you remember having to kill everybody, like not knowing who you're really killing anymore, like turning people against each other?
Well, I don't remember how many exactly I killed left.
Hmm. Did you kill them?
Yeah.
Miranda, I think we all did. If we are alive now, we probably fought.
Yeah. I remember working in these machines.
What kind of machines?
Like robots made for war.
Like giant mechs?
Yeah.
Cool.
I think I used to build them or help build them. But what was weird about the eyes then?
I don't remember. I remember that I could tell, but I don't remember how they were different. It's just, you know, when you look at them in the eyes, you know.
Okay. What do we do? Continue? I mean, we can talk to brains all day.
I think we need to continue, but we definitely need to find weapons, because whatever is, if it's still here, it's dangerous.
Or are you going to bash me over the head of it when I'm turned around, Sam?
You don't know. Maybe I will.
I think we should, for now, just try and get along.
Oh, I thought you were going to say keep the distance. Okay, yeah. Try to get along. Let's try that.
Oh, yes, yeah, okay. Is your enemy closer, yes.
Is the lid of that container still loose? Then...
Of the one of the one that I scooped?
Yep.
Yeah, you didn't reattach it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to grab the lid so I can use it to bash people's heads over with.
And I think that's where we'll
Leave it for today.
Oh, all right.
Oh.
This is so good. I really love this.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is really good.
I'm getting sci-fi Night Flowers vibes off this.
Yes, absolutely. Which is why I was like, let's mark the walls.
That's a good strategy. I think after Impossible Landscapes, for a while, everything will be, is this the Night Force again?
Yeah, I know.
God. Maybe we should mark with numbers, because if we just make a mark, there will be a point that it will be just marks.
I was thinking of just drawing one continuous line.
Oh, you can do that, yeah.
Over the floors.
That would be an idea as well.
Yeah.
It would. All right, I'm going to stop the recording.
Bye,
bye. Goodbye.
Bye.